David, your sense of the Eagles at 4-5.
You know, obviously this is a team that can produce and put up a lot of points on the board, but you can't do that when you have the self-inflicted wounds like they had up against the Miami Dolphins. And on the other side of the ball, if you look at the defense, this is a defense that has strived on taking the football away. They weren't able to do that to give their offense more opportunities to win the football game. So this is a game going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team that, as long as they play discipline and play sound football, they can force things out of Jameis Winston, who is a young quarterback who is getting better, but he still has those rookie mistakes when he's throwing those intermediate routes, when he's throwing the high fastballs that can be tipped and picked off by any type of defense.
What feeling did you get talking to players and coaches today with a team that is going into this game with a backup quarterback in Mark Sanchez?
I think that they have the most confidence in him because of he's a savvy veteran. He's played in this system. They know that they can do different things to move the launch point with him, to make this offense more adaptable with the issues that they've had to the offensive line. But I think this team is more focused on getting back out on the football field and playing crisp, sound, disciplined football because they know what they're capable of doing when they do that.
David, you see the NFC East is wide, wide open. Do the Eagles, from what you've gathered today, they understand that there's still that chance for them to do what they want to do?
They absolutely know that this division is wide open. It's always going to come down to that last game of the season, and I think anybody can look at this now and say, hey, it's probably going to come down to that Giants game, but what do they have to do is they've got to stack wins, and it's got to start this week up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've got a lot of injuries on that side of the football. But having said that, it's still about how you dictate the outcome of football games. And unfortunately, they weren't able to do that last week against the Dolphins.
What is Tampa Bay's defense all about?
Tampa Bay's defense is all about flying around and being aggressive. They've got a lot more confidence with the changes that they've made in the quarters. You've seen their aggressiveness almost one-third of the time. They're trying to blitz. Quan Alexander and Levante David are great linebackers, and we're able to get home on some of those blitzes. But what are the things that you can do because of their over-aggressiveness? If you can get run going, if you can get play action, you can really get them to step up, and that's where you can get those shots right behind their head and really open up things for these two tight ends like they did last week.
David, thanks. Have a great broadcast.
You got it. Thank you.